the 90.7 FM
Ica,
Copic,
Carol,
Catskill, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook,
Maryville, Germantown,
Windham, Greenville,
Schoharie,
Green County,
Patrick, Ashland,
Chatham,
and East Durham,
Athens,
Haines Falls, Hunter,
and, Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Ankrum,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Valley,
New Baltimore, and
Hudson, New York.
Hi, this is Michael Wilde inviting you to Mostly Singles, and if you like what you're hearing, you'll love this show. Rarefied music, premieres, and guests. It's different every time. And a podcast, too. Go to WGXC.org. Mostly Singles, every fourth Tuesday at 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peggy Awesh of Catskill, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves, Greene and Columbia counties.
Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Situation Fluxus, a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Let us dig into the headlines. The San Diego Virtual Jazz Festival and Swing Extravaganza is go, November 26th through the 28th. Since 1980, this event has been held during Thanksgiving weekend in San Diego, California, and features a variety of musical artists performing traditional jazz, swing, blues, ragtime, boogie-woogie, gospel, and rhythm and blues. For more information, sdjazzfest.org. Fire Over Heaven at Outpost Artist Resources hosts violinist Jason Kwe Huang and Critical Response tonight, November 18th, 8 p.m. in Queens, New York. For more information, outpostartistresources.org. Live From Our Living Rooms is back, launched in April 2020 to support musicians facing difficulties during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's extended its virtual setting to include live venues, beginning with New York City's jazz club, 55 Bar, starting tonight, November 18th, and running through December 9th. Upcoming performances will feature drummer Eric Harland, keyboardist Big Yuki, pianist Taylor Exte, and the Alexa Tarantino Quartet. For more information, livefromourlivingrooms.com. Bassist Martin Wynn celebrates his new Laker Records release, My Historian Queen, at Mesro in New York City tomorrow night, Friday, November 19th, with saxophonist Scott Robinson and organist Gary Versace. For more information, smallslive.com/events. This Friday and Saturday night, November 19th and 20th, the Alan Broadbent Trio performs in the Birdland Theater inside of Birdland in New York City. For more information, birdlandjazz.com. This Friday and Saturday night, November 19th and 20th, at the Jazz Forum in Tarrytown, New York, David Amram's second annual 90th birthday bash with special guests and good friends for two sets. And on Sunday, November 21st, Brazilian Sunday with percussionist Café da Silva's group Café Expresso for two sets. For more information, jazzforumarts.org. And performing during a live stream tonight, November 18th at 7 p.m., is the Manhattan Art Quartet featuring Barry Alschul, Peter Brannan, Joe Fonda, and Luis Perdomo with Jazz Forum in Tarrytown, New York. For more information, facebook.com/jazzforumclub. Appearing this Saturday, November 20th, at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York, on their main stage, guitarist Charlie Hunter and drummer Scott Amendola. And on Sunday, November 21st, also on the main stage at the Falcon, the Hero Trio, saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthapa, bassist Francois Mouton, and drummer Rudy Royston. For more information on both performances, liveatthefalcon.com. On Saturday, November 20th, trumpeter Nick Morrow's quartet performs at Patrick's Place in Harlem, New York, part of Harlem Restaurant Week. For more information, patricksplaceharlem.com. Guitarist Joe Finn performs at 9 Maple Ave in Saratoga Springs, New York, on Sunday, November 21st, with drummer Pete Sweeney and keyboardist John Leroy. For more information, 9maple.com. Jazz Power Initiative and National Jazz Museum of Harlem in Harlem, New York, presents vocalist Trenise Robinson celebrating her debut album, All or Nothing, with a live stream concert on Sunday, November 21st, with saxophonist Don Braden and the Jazz Power Band. It can be viewed at Facebook and YouTube at jazzpower.org/PowerJam2021. Trombonist Joe Fiedler's Open Sesame Fuzzy and Blue record release party is happening during the Monday Jazz Sessions at Quinn's in Beacon, New York, on Monday, November 22nd. For more information, facebook.com/QuinnsBeacon. Jazz Stock in Kingston, New York, presents a 93rd birthday bash for vocalist and educator Sheila Jordan on Saturday, November 27th, with pianist Alan Broadbent and bassist Harvey S. For more information, jazzstock.com. Legendary bassist Ron Carter is profiled in the latest American Songwriter newsletter. In the interview, Carter is asked about his entry into the music world, his original instrument, cello, switching to bass, what it was like playing with Q-Tip and A Tribe Called Quest, and much more. For more information, AmericanSongwriter.com. And by the way, J. Landris Brass in New York City now has for sale JLB beanies featuring the J. Landris Brass embroidered logo, 100% acrylic material, and a 3-inch folding cuff. Meet your new winter accessory, y'all. For more information, JLandrisBrass.com. And now for new releases. Coming out tomorrow, Friday, November 19th, trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith's Great Lakes Quartet, the Chicago Symphonies, and A Love Sonnet for Billie Holiday, both on Tomb. Drummer, composer, and arranger Henry Cole's Buscando la Vida on La Musica Artisanal, P. pianist Satoko Fuji's Underground and Mosaic, both on Libra, drummer Micaiah McCraven's Deciphering the Message on Blue Note, and Wild Blue Heron's self-released You and I. Other new releases, pianist Jeremy Montero and organist Alberto Marsico's Jazz Blues Brothers on Jazz Note, bassist Dave Young's Mantra on Modica Music, and various artists contributing to Relief, a benefit for the Jazz Foundation of America's Musicians Emergency Fund on Mack Avenue. All news items have been gathered from various media sources. For the latest updates, contact the source, venue, or business. Remember, I'm just the messenger. And we'll start off today's show with some music. We'll be right back. We just heard from New York-based saxophonist and composer Berta Moreno from her sophomore release, Tumeni, on Tiger Turn Records. We heard Dance. This release came out in April of this year. The release is, quote, a reflection of the artist's transformative volunteer work in Kenya and seamlessly intertwines elements of soul, jazz, and traditional African styles. We just heard a selection from guitarist Joe Finn's 2019 self-released release, Generational Dynamics. We listen to Groove Merchant, Tom Finn on alto sax, John Leroy on organ, and Andy Hearn on drums. Joe Finn performs at 9 Maple Ave in Saratoga Springs, New York, this Sunday, November 21st. For more information, 9, that's the number 9, mapleave.com. And we started off the set with saxophonist Rudras Mahanthappa from his 2020 release Hero Trio on Whirlwind Recordings. We heard Barbados. The trio, bassist Francois Moutin and drummer Rudy Royston, emerged out of gigs with their 2015 quintet release, Bird Calls, on ACT Records, when sound checks gave them brief opportunities to play in the stripped-down setting. This group, the Hero Trio, will be performing this Sunday, November 21st, at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York. For more information, liveatthefalcon.com. And now for one more selection. We'll be right back. From Irish alto saxophonist Adam Noland. His release that came out in August is titled Prim and Primal. He's put this out on his own Adam Noland Music. We listen to the piece Kung Fu Masters versus the Ape. Noland is accompanied by bassist Derek White and drummer Dominique Mullen. Quote, Prim and Primal is based on the concept of clean, tidy musical expression mixed with the complete contrast of a more primal aggression. You're listening to Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Please send your comments, quips, and anecdotes, as well as feedback to thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com, info@wgxc.org, feedback@wgxc.org, or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Our website is wgxc.org. And again, another pronunciation, is it 577 Records?
Yeah, that's 577, 577. Do it any way you like it.
Got it. My interview is with drummer and co-owner of 577 Records, Federico Ughi. So, thank you so much for joining me on Situation Fluxus.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes. What brought you to the United States over 20 years ago from Italy?
I actually was living in London at the time. I'm originally from Italy. I moved to London in the mid-90s to play music. And in 2000, I moved to New York for music. So I've been playing in Brooklyn, living and playing in Brooklyn and the United States, and, you know, with projects starting from New York, all over the world, from early 2000.
In co-creating 577 Records with Polly Barnes, were you one of the first artists whose music you wanted to document?
Yeah, actually the label started, this was a series of house concerts in Park Slope. I used to live there with roommates, and one of our roommates, my good friend Alex, would empty his room to create space for people to come in Saturdays afternoons, and we would put chairs out, and we would have the beautiful views of the World Trade Center, and we were, you know, playing gigs. And Daniel Carter is a veteran, famous, wonderful, amazing saxophone player, started coming to these sessions and these gigs, because they were like performances open to public, and that's how the label started. We needed to, you know, put out some of this recording, so me and Daniel started the label, and about 3 years later, Polly joined us.
What a cool roommate. Did you, like, you know, bargain with him, saying, if you clear out your room, I'll do dishes for the next week?
Well, I can tell you one thing. Alex is still one of my best friends, and is a wonderful drummer. Alex Di Martino is half American, half Italian, and he's amazing. So I want to thank him, and I want to thank Zach Swanson, because Zach introduced us for this occasion. Wonderful to talk to you, Cheryl, and I want to just say Zach is a fantastic bass player, and he's kind of under the radar so far, but he shouldn't, because he's a fantastic bass player and he's doing amazing stuff. I've been playing with him since, I think, for the last 10 years. And we were living in the same neighborhood in Brooklyn. And so Zach, I want to just do this right away. Zach has got an amazing album out.
Oh, is that what it is? I see it. And it's called...
Yeah. It's called, this is the band is called AstroTurf Noise, and it's a trio from Brooklyn featuring Sam, Sana, and Zach. And this is the...
Oh, Zach, you're so cute.
So thanks, Zach. And congrats. This is a great album. Everybody should listen to it. It's a great vinyl.
So since we're talking about records, would you mention some of the recent releases on 577 Records?
Yeah. I've been lucky, I have to say, because this is not, it's not easy to run a label. And I think it's only possible because of the help I get from friends and, you know, collaborators and musicians. And one of them is Daniel Carter that I mentioned before. And we have this this album that came out.
Yeah, New York United.
Yeah, New York United. This is volume one. Also, volume two came out. And, you know, this is an example, for example, how the label works. Because everybody's coming from different places. Daniel Carter is coming from, he lives in New York, originally from Pennsylvania. Tobias is from Copenhagen. Jabril is from Brooklyn. I'm from Rome, living in Brooklyn. And, you know, we get together, we started this group called New York United. And thanks to this, united passion for music and friendship I get to coordinate. I would say I'm the coordinator. I don't do anything specific in the label. I just try to put people together. But it's not, I mean, I would lie if I would say that it's easy. It's not easy. It's tricky, it's complicated, but it's possible because of the friends I'm working with. The musicians and Daniel Carter, absolutely, is a major member and founder of the label. Another one that we started working with recently is Francisco Mela, originally from Cuba. Ah. And Francisco is an amazing drummer. He's like a master drummer. I can't believe it. We're working with, you know, such talented musicians. And this album came out in September, and it's Francisco here. You can see Francisco together with William Parker and Matthew Shipp. Mm-hmm. And it's called Music Frees Our Souls. It's a trilogy. This is the first volume, and this is worth checking out. So.
You're a busy man and dealing with different schedules, different locations, different sensibilities. So
yes,
not an easy job.
Yes. Different person. Yeah, I love it. Different personalities. I mean, personally, I mean, it's fantastic during COVID that everything stopped. We put out a lot of records. It was a way for us to be together as a community, as a record label, and a way to, you know, keep in touch, try not to be isolated. And we put out so much music during the last couple of years. So I'm grateful for the label because it's a way to keep in touch. It's a way to be together and to do something nice and creative instead of something horrible, you know?
Yeah. Since the announcement of the pandemic about 20 months ago, has the mission of the label changed? I believe Spontaneity is part of the mission of 577 Records.
Yes, the whole idea is creativity. We call it social spontaneity. Try to be, you know, try to meet, try to play together. The music is documented. We organized 5 years, a festival for 5 years in a row to celebrate Daniel Carter's 70th birthday. So when he turned 70, we started doing every year in December around his birthday. I'm not allowed to say when his birthday is exactly because he doesn't like that, but I can say that it's in December. And we, you know, for 5 years we did this festival, and then, you know, COVID came, you know, arrived, and believe it or not, more people wanted to listen to this kind of music. So we're still a small label. We consider ourselves, you know, independent and a small operation. But let's say that maybe our listeners like tripled during this period. So all of a sudden, we have a lot more people checking us out. Maybe people wanted to listen to something more like real or spontaneous or creative. I don't know. I can't tell. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know what happened during this period, but people needed something authentic. And I think what we do is something really authentic, because it's a community-based and it's based in spontaneity. So people like to listen to something authentic and spontaneous, and all of a sudden we got a lot more sales. We're still small, but you know, we had more sales, bigger budget. This allowed us to make more records. So things have changed positively, I have to say, during this period, because we grew, and now we have listeners all over the world, and it's not just a local operation, and so we're grateful.
Positive Elevation and Orbit 577. Describe the music and artists on these two labels that coexist with 577 Records.
Yeah, I'm glad you're asking that, because, you know, this the label 577. I the word jazz is kind of tricky, because can be misunderstood as a term, as a definition, because some people think about jazz and think about the 50s, the 40s, you know, there's this culture of jazz being a specific period of time. So we try to be contemporary and try to embrace 2021 culture, which is, let's say, if we want to call it jazz, it wouldn't be like what it was in the 40s or the 50s or even the 60s. But, you know, electronic music is a vital element in our society. I mean, everything from our cell phone to, you know, Zoom to communication, social media, everything is digital. So the idea of cutting the electronic element from creativity would be a little bit artificial, pretending that we live in an acoustic society based on only acoustic instruments. I'm a drummer, and I love acoustic instruments, but I always felt like jazz musicians and musicians maybe have a little bit of preconceived ideas towards electronic music. For example, this is a record that we released by High Priest. This is a fantastic producer, from Anti-Pop Consortium. He's an amazing producer, amazing DJ. And we wanted to put out, you know, this kind of music too, because I think it represents spontaneity in this period of time. And so we started a sub-label called Positive Elevation that documents electronic music. And another artist that we produce through Positive Elevation is Gerald Cleaver. Mm-hmm. Gerald Cleaver is a fantastic jazz drummer, and he can be, I think, the example of the link between 577 Positive Elevation, because he's a trained, amazing composer and jazz drummer that all of a sudden decided to play electronic music. And he basically came to us and he said, I don't know who's going to take this, because it's so weird. I mean, who's going to, you know, produce an album of electronic music by a jazz drummer? But believe it or not, this album has been really well received. It's called Griots by Gerald, and it's been really well received, and it's electronic music, and it's fantastic. He's playing synths and wonderful compositions, so this is exactly what we do with Positive Elevation. Mm-hmm. Orbis 577 is more digital, and we use it to welcome to the label like young artists, maybe artists from all over the world. There's people from all over the world, from Russia, from China, Cuba, South America, that completely unknown to us, send us this music, which is fantastic. And we usually welcome them through Orbit 577. We do a, you know, digital release, and if things go well, you know, we do like a CD or a vinyl, and we develop together, we grow together. Hmm.
577 Records is named after the apartment that you were living in at the time. When did you move, and have you been back?
I moved, well, that was the apartment I was talking about. 577 is the apartment where we were doing the the live the shows on the Saturday afternoon, and I was there in 2000, and we moved out after September 11th. We were there like for a few months, and you know, again, there was like New York was the world, but especially New York was in a complete chaos at the time, and I remember, like, you know, being there and, you know, seeing the towers go down from the roof of the building. You know, we stayed there a few more weeks, but then, you know, people started, you know, roommates started moving out, so we moved out. But the spirit, you know, the spirit of the community started from there. The idea of doing something independent, DIY, together didn't stop. So, you know, Alex moved to Rome. Daniel was in Manhattan. I moved to a different apartment. I went somewhere further away from Park Slope, but the project was too good to abandon, so we decided to keep going, and I'm glad, because we're still here, and we're growing. I mean, we have more than... People asked me the other day, someone asked me how many releases I don't know. I think it's more than 100 albums we put out. So
it looks like it.
So we should have used it for some kind of promotion. Hey, this is album number 100, but we forgot. There's so many albums coming out that, so it's still going. So that was the idea. That's the apartment. The apartment, the building is still there. It's the corner of 16th Street and 5th Avenue, Brooklyn. I believe the apartment is still there.
Oh,
I mean, who knows? I don't know who's living there, but probably they don't know of us. But I'm glad we had a chance to start this. And thanks to Alex again that, you know, freed this room for the shows. Mm-hmm. He had his bed out, everything out of the room.
Well, let me ask this last question, and it's about you, because you are a drummer.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What is your next release? Where can we see you next and hear you?
That's a good question. I tend to produce other people's recordings, so I forget. The last few years, I left. I didn't leave it. The drums. I still play drums. I love playing the drums. Been playing drums all my life, but let's say that when it comes when I have to decide, you know, what's going to come out next, my album or someone else's album, I always go for someone else's album. Mm-hmm. So I hope I can record something soon. This New York United probably is the last that's the album that came out. It came out in September, and that project is very much alive. So I hope to record more with Daniel. We have a lot of albums with Daniel on the label. And I hope to do more. Right now, I feel like it feels good to, you know, to be kind of the coordinator for someone else's recording. So that's very satisfying.
For more information, 577